I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. Apple released a new operating system for the iPhone and iPod Touch on Monday. People who upgrade will be able to use the iBooks app to read books on their little devices. Really big day on Monday for electronic book reading, actually. Barnes & Noble reduced the price of the 3G version of the Nook, their reading device, to $199, down from $259. Then, within hours, Amazon dropped the price of their Kindle book reader from $259 to $189, 10 bucks cheaper than Barnes & Noble's. Price war on, which is great if you're about to buy a reader. Bummer if you bought one last week. Google announced that Google Wave was out of its beta phase and is now a full-fledged product, but you still probably won't use it. Wave is this online communication tool that claimed to be a better, more evolved version of email. It debuted last October, and it hasn't caught on at all, which is kind of interesting in light of comments made last week by Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but in consumer technology, if you want to know what people like us will do tomorrow, you look at what teenagers are doing today. And the latest figures say that only 11% of teenagers email daily. So email, I can't imagine life without it, is probably going away.
She's right. That is the number that is our most recent report of daily use of email by teens 12 to 17 with their friends. That's a really important qualification.
Amanda Lenhart of the Pew Internet and American Life Project actually wrote the report Sandberg was quoting.
We have another stat from the same report that suggests that 68% of American teens say that they send or receive email at least occasionally. So I think that's a better picture of teens' overall email use.
Is how teens use email an accurate indicator of how the rest of us will be using email in years to come?
One of the things that we try to understand here at the Pew Internet Project is, with teenagers, how much of it is about just being a teenager and the fact that you want to use email or don't use email, and how much of it is that this generation of people will suddenly take these technologies with them into the workplace. And I think it's going to be a mix. The workplace has glommed onto email and hasn't really let it go. And from what we heard from teens in a number of focus groups that we did, teens do use email, and they use it to talk to institutions and adults. And I think those kinds of conversations are only going to increase in teens' lives as they get older.
So that's young people. What about all people? Sarah Radicati runs the Radicati Group, a technology market research firm. Sarah, your group released a study in April on the growth of different communication tools. What did you learn about email?
We've been monitoring email growth for at least the last 12 to 15 years, and we've seen it on a steady rise. It's probably slowing down a little bit. So where in the past it was probably growing at 15% a year, now it's maybe growing at 5 to 10% a year.
I see in your report explosive growth in social media messaging. Are we just staying in touch more and nothing is actually losing popularity? We're just adding on to what we were already doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what we are seeing. A lot of our interactions have moved more online. So we're using postal mail less. We're using the telephone less. We're using face-to-face meetings less. All of these behaviors have translated into online behaviors, which are finding their way in email, instant messaging, social networking.
Are you emailing less than you used to? We're talking about it at futuretense.publicradio.org. I was thinking about what Sheryl Sandberg said, email going away and all that, when I logged into Facebook this morning. And what's the first thing Facebook asks for when I log in? My email address. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.